Let's get started now around the Saab conversation in the country. Of course, speaking to George Glinos, the head of research at ETM Analytics. Of course, the South African Reserve Bank looking to go even lower in terms of inflation. Governor Lesetša Kganyago reiterating his support for lowering the country's target inflation rate. And of course, work is underway to make sure that happens by 2025. But we are South Africans dealing with a 15-year high interest rate at 8.25%. What does that mean for us if there's change in policy at the Saab? George, welcome to The Money Show. A lot of people will just want to hear the word cut and not really go into how these things come about. What is the Saab really trying to do here?
Hi, Mateo. So I think what the Reserve Bank's trying to do is just to bring South Africa's inflation more in line with global norms. And if you have a look at many of South Africa's trading partners, you will note that their inflation targets are not only lower than ours, but over time, you tend to find that policy that targets that lower inflation tends to improve price stability of those countries. And there are varying consequences of doing that. One of them is to help enhance the stability of the currency, which is something that we could do within this country as well. So I think there are many reasons to lower the inflation target. Most of them revolve around price stability, and that should be welcomed by everybody.
The Saab has had that inflation target of 3 to 6% percent. Is this an admission that that hasn't worked to try and rein in inflation quickly enough?
Yeah, so I think under Jill Marcus, we saw that there was a tendency for tolerance of inflation towards the upper end of the target band. And what generally happened then is that inflation expectations tended to hug the upper band of that 3 to 6% target limit. So in other words, if inflation remained above 5.5% for a prolonged period of time, although it was still deemed acceptable because it was within that 3 to 6% target band, inflation expectations would tend to be progressively higher, and the net effect of that would be more of a target of a 6% inflation rate than something lower. When Reserve Bank Governor Kganyago came in, he progressively shifted the narrative towards targeting the midpoint of the 3 to 6% target range, which obviously sits at around 4.5%. And that in itself has been a progression towards a lower inflation target. But I think he would like to see that lower still. So if I've understood the narratives that have come out of the Reserve Bank more recently, that's closer to a 3% target range, the inflation target, which would be more consistent with what we've seen in other countries around the world.
We've seen the US Fed quite adamant that they're going for that 2% target range. It's the same in Japan. What are some of the benefits of having a really, really low interest rates, and what could be the cons for our economy?
So it's a great question, because I think for far too long, South Africans have relied on wanting to raise prices in order to boost their profitability. But sustained profitability doesn't come from just hiking prices, because that's a fool's game at the end of the day. If one person hikes their prices, so others are going to follow suit. And if the monetary environment is one that allows that to happen, soon enough, the costs of production will have caught up to the increases in the costs of the products that you're selling. And net-net, you're no better off. So the way to improve profitability on a sustained basis over time is to focus on things like productivity. And so we need to do away with thinking about constantly raising prices and think more consistently about trying to extract greater productivity out of the processes that we're involved in. By doing so, you will be able to sustain that productivity in more difficult times as well. But through the course of time, what you'll do is enhance price stability. And with that comes a number of benefits. So one of those benefits is that it becomes easier for companies to plan. And companies that can plan more easily feel more comfortable to employ. So So that's one obvious benefit. Another obvious benefit is that currencies tend to reflect the inflation differential between one country and another over time. And so the closer we are to inflation targets that we see in the likes of America, the UK, Europe, Japan, the more likely we are to stop the consistent depreciation of the rand as a trend, as we have seen for many, many years now, and that's something that South Africans have gotten used to. We need not get used to something like that. We could have something a lot more stable if government played its part and ran a government efficiently and sustainably, and we had monetary policy that was targeting inflation at lower levels. I think we would enhance price stability, and that would be to everybody's benefit.
And before I let you go, George, the lower inflation, would that result in lower interest rates? Of course, that would be music to our ears as consumers, but how would that affect South Africa's robust financial sector who've enjoyed the higher interest rates?
Yeah, so in time, I would suspect that that would happen, but interest rates aren't just a function of monetary policy. So it is partly a function of interest rates, but it's also a function of how a government runs itself. And a well-functioning government that reduces the risk of exposure to South Africa helps to reduce the premium that gets baked into these higher interest rates across financial markets. So you want a two-prong approach here. You want your central bank to be targeting lower inflation, and with lower inflation, that would allow them to reduce interest rates, but you'd also want a government to do its part to run itself efficiently, rid itself of corruption, just do the basics right, and the combination of that would certainly lead to lower interest rates in time.
And this is, of course, something Lesa Jaganyako has called for government to do its bit as well to make sure that the prices in the country remain low. George Glinos, the head of research at ETM Analytics.